No, tomorrow. Not Friday. Tomorrow. I need it tomorrow. Oh, hi. Is this your first day on the job already?
I mean, I could come back later if...
That's all right. Just caught me at a bad time. There's plenty of work for you to do. We need to get you, though, a computer and some login accounts.
Yeah, I guess so.
And internet access.
And I was like, I'm gonna do the monkey gator. And I was like, I have to, man, I'm a shredder. So I was like, I just jumped in. I found it. It was so awesome. And then I, hold on. Hello? Yeah. Right. Yeah, I'm writing it down right now. Uh-huh. Internet access, computers, stat. Very important. Thank you, sir. Bye.
When am I going to get my PC and internet access?
Desk, how can I help you?
I'm on a trip and I can't seem to get in my file.
What happens when you try to open the file?
Well, nothing. I mean, I get this message saying that the document is gone, and the same thing with the program I used to create the document.
Well, sir, it sounds like your files have been deleted. Have you changed anything on your computer lately?
No.
Are you sure, sir?
Absolutely.
Well, did you back up the file before you went on the trip?
I don't think so. I don't know
what you're talking about.
Sorry, sir, there's nothing I can do to help you. When you get back into the office, put a requisition in with IS and they'll help you reinstall the software. Have a nice day.
A help desk? Yes, there's something wrong with my computer. It's a... Look, I am trying to stay calm, but the... Yes, I'm sure it's plugged in. That's not the problem, you see. Yes, I can connect to the network. The problem is... No, I am not having any problems printing. Look, I am sure that my files are fine. Well, maybe. Look, if you just listen to me. Sure, I'll halt.
Hello, help desk? Yes, I just received my new laptop, and I need to get it set up. Yes, I want it to look just like my old computer did. Client 32, I don't understand. No, it's just that I don't even know a client number 32. I didn't even know our clients had numbers. No, I'm not trying to be difficult. I just want to set up my new computer. Look, I work with several clients. I don't know which one is number 32. Yes, I'll hold.
Hello, help desk? Yeah, I just got this new compact iPack PDA, and... No, I'm not packing my stuff. I just need help with my iPad. I wasn't terminated. I just got a new iPack. No, I don't need any boxes. Yes, that bubble wrap is kind of fun, but... Really, roll over it with the chair. No, I didn't know that. No, listen. Does anybody down there know anything about PDAs? Yes, I'll hold.
You will punch in at 8:30 every morning, except when you punch in at 7:30 on days following a business holiday. If that business holiday is on a Monday, you will punch in at 8 o'clock. You will punch in at 7:45 on days when we take an extended day, and you will punch out at your regular hour unless, of course, you have worked through your lunch. Your employee number is 66255. Yours is 66256. Your employee number is going to be 66257. Yours is going to be 93383, and yours is going to be 66259. These numbers will not be repeated. Now, all of the information for this company is done through the intranet. If you need to find a report with the HR communication system, the URL will be www.474636.hrcommunicationsystem.companywide-internet.com. If you need benefits, you will find that URL at www.23633487.benefitsystems/companywide.internet.com. Now, if you need any sick leave, you must fill out the required form 7425 on the HR site, not the benefit site, unless, of course, you're looking for maternity leave. Then you'll need to fill out form 2229 on the benefit site, not the HR site. In any case, you will need to fill out an attendance history form. You'll be able to download that form from the company library at atthis.xls. You will need to run the macro to fill that out, required to fill out all the information, and report that to HR7. Now, once you've done that, you will get a code generated that you must then fill into all of the forms 7425 and 2229. That has been your orientation. Is there anything that you feel you do not understand at this time? Is there anything that you feel you do not understand completely in its entirety? If you do not feel that you understand anything in all of its particulars, or if you feel that you have not given a proper orientation, all you need to do is fill out a complaint with the personnel department. All complaints that are filled out will be looked at, but all faulty complaints, the employee will be immediately terminated. Thank you.